This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Dana. I just want to say I've been listening to your radio program. Absolutely fabulous. You are incredible. And I wanted to talk to you if you might be willing to do a little chat. Please give me a call back.
I feel so blessed to receive voicemails like that. It never gets old. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, attorney Kelly Richardson, is back. He's going to talk about two things. There's a new balcony law, covers condos and apartments, and a new condo association cap of a $100 fine. And you might say, well, I don't live in a condo and I don't have a balcony. Well, trust me, you'll learn something. I promise it'll be interesting, or you'll get your money back. As usual, we'll do the fourth segment, weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. First, something I started 81 weeks ago. I always told you how many listings were in escrow at the end of the week. But then I started tracking the median price as well, which is a good way to see what's coming. I never pretended to be a forecaster. I never purported to be a forecaster. Although I play one on the radio, I'm not. But this is interesting. And the median price, first of all, the number of pendings is amazing. The number of sales year to date, 17.67 sales per week. We've beat the first 6 months of 2025, which was 17.42 sales per week. Now, you might say, well, that's not a big difference. Well, it's unusual to go up rather than down. And so this is happening, and that's why this week, at least for the week ending November 14th, 2025, we have 82 pending listings. And last week was 88. The year before that was 91. The week before that was 91, week before that was 83, and before that 82. And then going back, it's more in the 70s and the 60s, even in the high 50s. But for 81 weeks, I didn't see over 80 listings in escrow at the end of the week until the first, until the last 4 or 5 weeks, and again, even hit 91. So sales are up. The median price, however, is down. For the pending listings, down to 2.1 this week. Last week it was 2.3. The week before that, 2.3. So, however, the year-to-date median price is still essentially $2.5 million, $2,495,000. Last week it was slightly lower. It had been $2.5 million quite consistently earlier in the year. It was insanely high. 2.7 range and even higher. But we've been pretty consistent around $2.5 million. We had a big week this week with a median price, so that bumped it up a little bit, and a high number of sales. So 7.67 sales per week, $2,495,000 is the median price. Last year at this time, $2,250,000. And again, the 3 years of 2022, 2023, and 2024, I'm looking down at a clock. I'm trying something different this segment. So if it sounds better or worse, you'll know why. Those 3 years, 2022, 2023, 2024, median price, very consistent throughout the entire year. The last month, it went squirrely and changed, but ostensibly $2,250,000 for those 3 years. And here we are at $2.5 million. To look at the number of sales, 17.67 last year, that's a number of sales per week year to date for the first 46 weeks of the year. So over 17.5. Last year at this time, it was 15.1. Year before that, 13.6. And then if you go back in time, then you get into 18, 20, sales per week, not counting the unicorn year of 2021, 27.5 sales per week. Year to date for the first 46 weeks of the year. So what I found interesting is to look at these 3 years, this year and the last 2 years, you have to go back to 2011 year to date And I happen to look, go back, and this week I'm looking from 2009 till today. You have to go back to 2011 to get 17.3 sales per week. Here we are at 17.67. Year before that, in 2010, it was 16.56. And the year before that, it was 15.2. So very interesting that those 3 years inched forward in a similar manner as these 3 years. However, the median price was in the 800,000 range. 2009, 857,000. 2010, 865,000. 2011, the year-to-date median price for the first 46 weeks of the year, 800,000. And so each year it ticked up a little bit. And then in 2012, when it jumped up, actually it was the same, call it 800,000. Then the sales jumped up to 23 per week. And again in 2013, 23 per week. The median price was still under $1 million. 2013, it was 945,000. Okay, let's see if we can get this in a minute or so that I have left. I also looked at, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, Festivus for the rest of us, we have still the number of sales up 10.8%. Did I do overall number of sales, what the percentage was up? Maybe not. Yes, I did. The number of sales year to date, including everything, 17%. Excluding Hope Ranch and Montecito, still up almost 11%. The median price, $2,050,000. And last year it was $2 million without Hope Ranch and Montecito. So the median price up how much? I keep having to look at my clock. Sorry. Sorry to distract you. The 2.4% on the median price, it was at $2,000,001 earlier in the year. And so it's dropped down a little, just like overall the median price has dropped down a little. The year before that, it was $1,000,009 and $1,000,009 going back to 2022, again, without Hope Ranch and Montecito. But the numbers up 10.8% number of sales. And last year was up 16.3%. So there you have it. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with my guest, Kelly Richardson, an attorney that I promise will impress you. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.